Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday Interview. I'm Jamila Erickson. Today I'll be talking with Norman Bemelmans and Elizabeth Loparitz about a program they're presenting next Thursday evening at Keenan Auditorium called Piano Masterworks, Music of the Russian Romantics. So first of all, welcome to you both. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, Jamila.
As always, a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Now, you know, I talk all the time on WHQR about classical music, but there's really classical and baroque and romantic. What is it that distinguishes romantic music from the others? I know it doesn't mean sitting in front of a fireplace, drinking champagne, smelling roses, though you could do that.
I thought that's exactly what it meant.
Oh, well, then we'll just leave it at that. That's great, Norman.
Well, that's a good question, and I'm not sure it's easy to answer in just a few brief words, but to me, and certainly Elizabeth may have her own ideas and responses, the romantic style is distinguished from, say, the classical or baroque style in that it's less overtly concerned maybe with form and more overtly concerned with emotion, feeling, and passion in the traditional sense of the word. And so the great romantic composers, Chopin, Liszt, Schumann, Brahms, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff. I think you get a sense of the feeling, the overwhelming passion that's in the music, and less a concern of the actual traditional form involved. At least that's the immediate thought that comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm. Now, it seems like there's an awful lot of Russian names in there and Slavic backgrounds. And so is Romanticism particularly associated with that part of the world, do you think?
Certainly the Russian romantics, including Scriabin and Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky and Rimsky-Korsakov and Mussorgsky, there are so many. And I think in many ways Russian music came into its own during the Romantic era. We don't hear many of the classical Russian composers because it was a different part of the world, different musical tradition. But I think maybe the Russian culture opened up in a way with the age of Romanticism and flourished in such a beautiful, fantastic fashion. And that's why we still play that glorious music today, because it really did come into its own at that time.
Wonderful. Now, you have a program next Thursday evening, September 6th at 8 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium, and it will be focusing on romantic works, Russian romantics, for two pianos. Let's talk a bit about the program.
The first half of the program actually is solo piano works, so one piano for each of us. We will feature works by Scriabin and Rachmaninoff. And the second half will be Rachmaninoff's suite for two pianos, so that is the grand two-piano work.
The little excerpt we heard going into the interview. It's a fantastic composition, which I'm really looking forward to playing. I've never played it before. Elizabeth has played it before. This is obviously the first time we'll have played it together, so in putting it together and working on it, I really come to appreciate and love this piece of music. It's a fantastic, dynamic, passionate. It's romantic in the very height of romanticism, and it's just so much fun to play.
It's great fun, and it's very emotional in many spots of it, and all of the movements are very contrasting and different, and it has been such a great experience to work this piece with Norman. It's just such a fantastic experience.
Well, I think it can best be described, or it certainly can be described, as similar in certainly the emotional and passionate content to the second concerto by Rachmaninoff, which of course is a favorite of almost everyone. And it was written almost exactly at the same time as the second concerto. So many of the same elements you hear in the suite for two pianos, the sweeping melodic line, the beautiful lyrical melodies, and also the virtuosity. I mean, there's some flying fingers at work on both pianos during this piece. It's a wonderful piece, similar, as I say, in some ways to that second concerto, which we all know and love, but it's certainly typical of Rachmaninoff at his very greatest.
I was thinking about that when I was looking at the program coming up and realizing that one of the balances that you both have to achieve is that sense of being engaged emotionally and feeling the passion of the music, and yet you still have to hit all the correct notes. So technically, you want to be on top of it, but emotionally, you want to be somewhat abandoned to it.
I think that's very accurate. It's one of the joys, but also one of the
difficulties.
Yes, challenges, thank you. And playing music from this era, particularly by a composer, well, composers like Scriabin and Rachmaninoff, both of whom were fantastic pianists. I mean, they were performers, and they wrote music for their own performing opportunities. And consequently, they're wonderfully written for the piano, But they're also very difficult. It's not just something you sit down and rattle off, because mm-hmm. these guys knew what they were doing at the keyboard, exactly. and they expected you to do it as well.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Norman Bemelmans and Elizabeth Loparitz. They'll be giving a wonderful program Thursday evening called Piano Masterworks, Music of the Russian Romantics. It's 8 p.m. Thursday, September 6th at Keenan Auditorium. Tickets are available at 962-3500. And we'll be talking a little bit more about the program with piano compositions by Scriabin and Rachmaninoff. I want to talk a little bit now about, first of all, I imagine it's not too hard for you to find practice time, seeing as how, Norman, you are the Director of Cultural Arts at UNCW, and Elizabeth, you're on the faculty there in the music department at UNCW. So there's plenty of pianos around. There's probably a chance for you to find two pianos in the same room at the same time.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. I imagine you're putting a good deal of time in, not only on your own individual pieces, but especially this piece that you play together, because that takes the emotionality, the technical brilliance, and being tuned in to your piano partner.
That's exactly right. And we have been rehearsing almost every other day just about for the past couple of weeks, and will do so until the performance, maybe even every day, just to go through even slowly or up to speed to get tuned into each other and to get the best out of these beautiful compositions.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful concert.
It really is. I mean, I can say that I'm looking forward to it, and I know that Elizabeth is, and that translates, of course, when the performers are so much into the music and are enjoying it so much. Ideally, hopefully, that translates into a wonderful, enjoyable musical experience for the audience as well.
I expect that it will. Now, I want to spend a little bit of time talking with both of you about your own background and your own training. Norman, we've had you on the air before talking about you growing up in Austria and playing piano from a very early age. In fact, you gave your first public solo concert at the age of 7. So
I have some vague memory of that.
Do
yes,
you?
Yes.
Do you really remember that and what
yes.
it was like? And
yes.
Were you nervous? Were you excited? How did you feel?
I think I was too young really to be nervous at that point.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just was under the impression that's what you did, and you didn't worry about it. So the realization that you're doing something very special comes much later, I think. And then you begin to think about it. And when you think about it, you begin to say, oh, my gosh, this is really difficult. Why am I doing this? But when you're at that age, you just do it because it's fun to do.
Right. You've also done some traveling and concertizing around
mm-hmm.
the world
mm-hmm.
in various countries.
Yes, various countries.
Oh,
stop, Italy, Austria, Germany, and the United States, and most recently Hungary. We'll talk about that maybe in a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, yes.
Elizabeth can certainly talk about the Hungarian end of things.
Elizabeth, you are a native of Hungary, and you're an active recitalist, and I understand you and Norman just were on a tour of Hungary performing together. Is that right?
Yes, we visited several cities and played Liszt recital, all Liszt program for our first Hungarian appearance together, and the programs were set up similarly. First half we played solo pieces alternating, and the second half we were playing Liszt two piano works for the Hungarian audience, and it was a great time. I think we both enjoyed it.
It's just that it was such a wonderful opportunity for me. I'd never been to Hungary before. I'd never been east of Vienna, so this was my first trip to Eastern Europe. And Hungary was such a fantastic experience. And I've mentioned this to several people, and I think it's worth repeating. When we get out of the plane at the airport in Budapest, and you walk into the airport, there's this big sign that says, "Welcome to the Franz Liszt International Airport."
Oh.
And I turned to Elizabeth and said, "Yes, we're in the right place." All of which is to say that Liszt is such an iconic figure, and still the cultural center of so much of the musical life in Hungary. And so to play all Liszt programs while we were there was truly a very special opportunity.
And having a Hungarian native to show you around as
well. Well, not just show me around, but actually explain to me what people were saying, because it's a very interesting language, of which I understand maybe 3 words still to this point. So it's wonderful to have both a personal tour guide and a translator.
Wonderful. I want to thank you both for being here today, Norman Bemelmans and Elizabeth Loparitz. They'll be performing Thursday evening, September 6th, that's next week, at 8 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium. The program is called Piano Masterworks, Music of the Russian Romantics. Tickets are available at the Keenan box office, 962-3500. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
This is WHQR.